This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great nation with the celebrations of Labor Day all across the country. Many of them, most of them, I think, responsibly with masks, with social distancing, trying to avoid the ravages of the COVID-19 coronavirus. And America is now moving forward to a dramatic election choice. Yesterday, for me, we actually were able to go to a wonderful state park where it was actually kind of reassuring to see so many people taking caution here in the state of Washington about the coronavirus and the pandemic and where we go from there. President Trump gave a huge press conference yesterday, which we will get to, but he's speaking right now in the state of Florida, which could be the most crucial of all the crucial states. It certainly is a state that President Trump needs to win again. He won last time by less than one percentage point. Here is President Trump talking about his environmental accomplishments for the people of Florida live right now. Here's the president.
We'll be gone, finally, from all of the problems that they've had with it. We've expanded funding for the Everglades restoration by over 55% compared to 4 years ago. And I also want to thank the Army Corps of Engineers for their vital work on the C-44 reservoir and the help. They are unbelievable. One thing, when they build it, I said, you know, you could do it a little bit less expensive than that. The walls don't have to be 7 feet thick. They could be like 2 feet thick. But you know, when the Army Corps of Engineers do it, they do it right. That's one thing I can tell you. We're building the wall along Mexico, between Mexico and the United States. We're over 300 miles now of wall, and that's a serious wall. That's a wall that's meant to last and meant to work. But that'll help revitalize the wetlands in the St. Lucie River estuary and the Indian River Lagoon. Oh. Whoa, that's pretty good. We hit home with that one, huh?
Is he?
But today I have a very important announcement. I don't know if it's bigger than the things we just announced and the things that we've already done or we're in the process of completing. In a few moments, I will sign a presidential order extending the moratorium on offshore drilling on Florida's Gulf Coast and expanding it to Florida's Atlantic coast as well as the coasts of Georgia and South Carolina.
A little bit unexpected, perhaps. President Trump announcing a ban, seems to be very popular with his crowd, on offshore oil drilling, a continuation of a ban in Florida. President.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I guess you like that one the best of all. This action follows close consultation with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He's been unbelievable. Florida Senators Marco Rubio and Rick Scott, they've worked so hard, as well as South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott. Lindsey, thank you. Lindsey liked the idea right from the beginning. I said, what do you think? It took you how long? About 2 seconds to say, I like it. The governor of South Carolina, a great man and a really great governor, Henry McMaster. And I also want to thank the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp. He's doing a fantastic job. And a senator who, from day one, he's been with me, Senator David Perdue, Georgia. And Senator Kelly Loeffler and Congressman Doug Collins. And South Carolina State Representative Nancy Mace. Again, I want to thank you all. Incredible. Thanks to my administration's pro-American energy policies, we can take this step and the next step while remaining the number one producer of oil and natural gas anywhere in the world. We're the largest producer now in the world by far. We're number one in the world, and we are energy independent, which is a nice step. With fracking, the shale revolution, and the tremendous surge in American energy production, we're showing that we can create jobs, safeguard the environment, and keep energy prices low for America and low for our citizens. And you see that. You also see it when you pump the gas into your car and you're paying sometimes a lot less than $2 lately, right? So we're doing well. And we have so much of it, I don't know. We got more than anybody ever thought possible, right? Isn't it really incredible what's happened? The approach of Joe Biden and the radical left is exactly the opposite. Their policies will destroy jobs, cause energy prices to double and triple and quadruple, to skyrocket beyond belief, and the environment will be badly hurt. If you go by that, badly, badly hurt, it'll be injured and permanently injured. And very importantly, they'll take away our energy independence, and they'll do it quickly, and they won't even know what happened to them. We're dealing with some smart customers. They know exactly what to do, and they don't like it when we're energy independent. They don't like it at all. So it's been a really amazing thing for Florida from the environmental standpoint, and I have to tell you, from the energy standpoint and from a very important level of cost. You're at a level of cost now with your electric and with so many other things caused and created by energy and fuel, the likes of which you haven't seen in 30 years. As president, I'll defend our environment. I'll defend our workers and our cherished way of life. Last month, I signed the Great American Outdoors Act, the most significant investment in our national parks in over a century since Teddy Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt. You know, they came to my office, a lot of the senators that I just introduced, and Ron and everybody, they came to my office. They said that this will make us and make you the number one environmental president since Teddy Roosevelt. I said, that sounds good, because I wasn't going to do it. I figured, you know, let's not do it. But when they said that, that was like a challenge. So I said, well, why does it only have to go back to Teddy Roosevelt, which is over 100 years? Why can't we say from George Washington, right from the beginning? They said, well, we're not quite there yet, but one other bill like this will be there, Lindsay. You know that, right?
Okay.
But it's true. Number one since Teddy Roosevelt.
The president, it is not even vaguely true. I'm sorry. It's just... it's a good bill, and I'm really glad, and I applauded President Trump when he signed the bill, but for goodness sake, the number one environmental president, actually, Richard Nixon was a pretty solid environmental president, so was Lyndon Johnson. And it's interesting that President Trump, of course, is talking about very proudly about energy independence and about more energy extraction and fracking. And he's been very good on that. And he certainly has been a big boost for the energy industry. And I think he's vastly more realistic and balanced. No, I wouldn't say balanced, but he's vastly more realistic than the Democrats with their insistence on wind and solar, which is not a solution to our energy needs and really has very, very little prospect for the future. And there are a bunch of people on the left who are even acknowledging that now. But it's fascinating because in the same little snippet that he's delivering in Florida, I think in front of his airplane. Is he in front of the airplane, Jeremy? Is that where he is? He's in front of a series of flags, but I think he just stepped off Air Force One. And look, Florida is completely decisive this year, and it probably is going to play the same kind of role this year that it did in 2000. It's 29 electoral votes. President Trump won the state very narrowly last time against Hillary Clinton. And if he doesn't do that again, it's a tough path to victory. If he does, he's on his way perhaps, largely, most likely, to re-election. We'll talk about a shock, Al Sharpton speaking responsibly. On what? The police. Wait till you hear. Coming up on the Medved Show.
I'll keep you in suspense.
On the Michael Medved Show.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
One of the things that will be nice when we get back to normal, and we will at some point, I mean, it has to happen, God willing, certainly by next year at this time, is Labor Day picnics and the general enjoyment of Labor Day, and then having candidates spread out all over the country, because Labor Day is traditionally, because it comes a couple of months before the November elections, it's a kickoff for various candidates, and candidates speak to live rallies. There wasn't much of that yesterday. I mentioned that my wife and I went out with a friend, and we drove up to Deception Pass State Park, which is, if there's anybody within the sound of my voice here in the Northwest who hasn't been to Deception Pass State Park, I was shocked that our friend, who's actually a relative, but that's another story, but she had never been to Deception Pass after living in the Seattle area for 30 years. So the basic point about this is it's just a wonderful day. And it's a shame that instead of the normal Labor Day picnics and ball games, as a great day for baseball often, and certainly with the Mariners winning six in a row, for goodness sake, having a shot at the playoffs, really, all of that is great. What you heard was lots and lots of angry demonstrations, kind of on all sides, but of course mostly from the very, very extreme America-hating left. And in that context, it's kind of reassuring to hear Al Sharpton saying something that actually has the ring of truth to it. He was on MSNBC and talking about the rise in crime that is going on right now. Listen to Reverend Sharpton with Joe Scarborough. Listen.
You know, I got a lot of attention when I did the eulogy for George Floyd's funeral, but I also a month later preached a one-year-old kid's funeral in Brooklyn who was killed by a stray bullet. So we're seeing both. Six people were shot over this Labor Day weekend at a festivity in Brooklyn. So I would say statistically we're not much higher than we were. But on the ground, it is certainly feeling more violent, feeling more unsafe in unsafe communities, if you know what I mean. I'm talking about in communities where we were somewhat having to deal with more crime. It feels more, in many ways, dangerous.
Okay, good for him. Yes, it does. And so is the answer defunding the police? Listen to what Reverend Sharpton said.
I've said, and you and I have discussed this, we need to reimagining how we do policing. But when you are talking about the fact that, A, we are in the areas where that is inundated with guns, that has this serious problems of our people being given guns that can't even get a summer program. To take all policing off is something that I think a latte liberal may go for as they sit around the Hamptons discussing this as some academic problem. But people living on the ground need proper policing.
Okay, that, good for him. He's right. And he's actually sounding a little bit more responsible than Kamala Harris. She was out in her first campaign venture, and she went to Wisconsin. Wisconsin, again, like Florida, an absolutely crucial swing state for both sides, and both sides have a plausible case that they can win the thing. And Kamala Harris went to Kenosha, just as Joe Biden did, just as President Trump did. President Trump went first. And she talked about clip number one, Jeremy. She talked about her meeting with Jacob Blake's family. Listen.
Really wonderful. I mean, they're an incredible family. And what they've endured, and they just do it with such dignity and grace. And, you know, they're carrying the weight of a lot of voices on their shoulders.
And what was the message that you shared with
them? To express concern for their, you know, well-being, and, of course, for their brother and their son's well-being, and to let them know that they have support.
Okay. If they have support and lots of people praying for Jacob Blake to make a recovery, if she is talking about political support or support in some of Jacob Blake's ongoing legal problems, one of the things that is going to be very, very difficult is when they complete this investigation of what the officers did in Kenosha. And basically look at the background of the crime that Jacob Blake was alleged to have committed back on July 6th, and then that led to his violating a temporary restraining order. The whole thing is detailed, and it's messy. And look, I think that people can stand with Senator Harris and say we all should be grateful that the Blake family has called for calm and has called for a cessation of violent protests in Kenosha and elsewhere. But, of course, those calls have gone largely fallen on deaf ears. Kamala Harris was asked about the defunding of police services in America, which Al Sharpton doesn't want to do. He talks about reimagining police. That's now the new buzzword. Here's Kamala Harris, clip 3, with Dana Bash of CNN. Listen.
You said to the New York Times, it is status quo thinking to believe that putting more police on the streets creates more safety. That's wrong. So my question for you now, in retrospect, looking at your time as DA and as Attorney General of California through the lens of 2020, did you help contribute to what you describe as a status quo thinking that more police equals more safety?
I am very clear that we have got to, in America, reimagine how we are accomplishing public safety.
Okay, we have to reimagine. And then Joe Biden was asked specifically about funding for police. Here's Joe Biden talking to a reporter about his reimagining, clip 4.
You watch the ads. I'm sure you've seen them, although a lot of Pennsylvanians are seeing them because there's a lot of ads out there right now. They would say that you want to defund the police, and it seems to be trying to frighten some folks. Can you set the record straight on that?
I not only don't want to defund the police, I'm the one calling for $300 million more for local police, for community policing. I also think we should add social workers and psychologists help police on 911 calls. The only person calling to defund the police is Donald Trump. Look at his budget. He calls for cutting police funding for local, state and local help by $400 million. Once again, he's pathological.
I'm not sure that his numbers are right in either case. Coming up, we'll talk about the president's press conference, plenty controversial yesterday, and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wildfires continue to devastate much of the western United States. A record of more than 2 million acres have been burned across California. That includes a new East Fire of Los Angeles that was caused by a gender reveal party. Colonel Jesse Miller with the California National Guard telling ABC's Good Morning America it's been a challenge fighting these fires.
Yeah, it's been a complex operating environment with the record high heat, low humidity, as you mentioned, unpredictable and dynamic wind conditions, combined with the rugged terrain and altitude in the Sierras.
Busy day of campaigning for President Trump, the president speaking in Jupiter, Florida, and then Winston-Salem, North Carolina, tonight. The president on Tuesday saying he would spend whatever it takes to win. This is USA Radio News.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Good news that may be surprising to some people from President Trump from a Quinnipiac poll. Quinnipiac poll, not a Republican poll, are generally fairly reliable. And it shows that in the state of Florida, among Hispanic voters who are very important in Florida, President Trump is actually leading Joe Biden 45-43. And look, that reflects the fact that that I believe the Cuban community in Florida has traditionally been very strongly Republican. Why? Because the Cuban community is entrepreneurial. It's a lot of businessmen and people working in business. And also because the Cuban community in Florida is profoundly anti-communist, which means anti-socialist as well. They've seen what socialism does to their island back home. So you might say, with that Cuban background, why is it even close between Trump and Biden? Answer, because the Latino community, the Hispanic community, and you'll notice we're not saying Latinx because the polling from Pew shows that nobody likes that term in the Hispanic community. They prefer the term Hispanic, so okay. But there are lots of not only Cubans in Florida now, there are lots of South Americans, including Venezuelans, who've also had horrible experience with socialism and communism. And not all of those Venezuelans, of course, are able to vote right now because a lot of them just recently arrived since Venezuela completely collapsed. And we can only hope that they have some kind of resolution with the election crisis they have coming up there. But they also include, there also are Puerto Ricans and Mexican Americans who are part of the Florida mix. In any event, it's got to be encouraging news for President Trump that in that most crucial of swing states, he's running well among Hispanic voters, tied with Joe Biden. Speaking of President Trump, he gave a long press conference yesterday on Labor Day, and it was fascinating to listen to because the president seemed agitated at some points. I mean, very agitated. He was trying to bat away, for the most part, some of the lingering questions about the Atlantic magazine article that claimed that he had made disparaging comments about Americans who had died for their country in World War I and in more recent conflicts. And, of course, there's been all sorts of support for that article and other support for President Trump. Most of the aides who were there and around the president at that time said it never happened, and they've challenged the story. John Kelly has remained silent, basically, the former chief of staff to the president of the United States, four-star Marine general. In any event, part of what Trump talked about in the press conference, and this is clip 10, Jeremy, I believe is a new White House initiative based upon the whole idea of promoting critical race theory by the federal government, promoting the idea that white people need to go about our lives with a perpetual sense of guilt and awareness of our white fragility, awareness of our white privilege, and so forth. And here's President Trump responding to a question about the 1619 project by the New York Times. Listen.
Your tweet about the 1619 project, yeah. Why do you object to that being taught in schools? And do you object to slavery itself being taught in schools?
Yeah, so no, I want everybody to know everything they can about our history. I'm not a believer in cancel culture, the good or the bad. If you don't study the bad, it could happen again. So I do want that subject studied very, very carefully and very accurately. But we grew up with a certain history, and now they're trying to change our history, revisionist history. That's why they want to take down our monuments. That's why they want to take down our statues. I saw something the other day which was absolutely horrendous, a Washington Monument. They want to rename it. The D.C. Committee, but the D.C. Committee is all Democrats. Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson. I mean, we're talking about this is the big stuff now. This is the big stuff. And they want to rename it. They want to redesignate it. They want to take some down. No, we don't do that. Never going to happen with me, I guarantee you that. Well, I want to thank you all, and I just want to wish you a very happy.
Okay, and that was his one of his concluding remarks. And by the way, just I know it sounds crazy about take down the Washington Monument, but this is the Wall Street Journal on that subject. And it's really worth paying attention to. The journal reports that a District of Columbia panel has identified Benjamin Franklin, among other founders, as a person of concern and recommended that his name be removed from D.C. property. The astonishing proposals come from a Washington, D.C. government committee formed by Mayor Muriel Bowser to reexamine the names of schools, statues, and parks in the wake of protests. The committee submitted its report last week, and Ms. Bowser tweeted, quote, I look forward to reviewing and advancing their recommendations. The committee doesn't explain its case against Franklin, but we can assume he was judged for once owning slaves. He was later president of the Pennsylvania Society for Promoting the Abolition of Slavery. But anyone who believes the report is a considered historical exercise and not an Orwellian effort in ideological reprogramming has been taken in. The committee wants the Franklin School Historic Landmark renamed and recommend that D.C. petition the federal government to remove, relocate, or contextualize a federally owned Franklin statue. It offers the same recommendations for the federal Washington Monument. Yes, the monument to the man who won America's independence. This is going to be tough. Moving the Washington Monument is going to be a tough thing. And they say they want people to remove, relocate, or contextualize the Washington Monument. How are they going to do it? This is pretty amazing. There's a letter to the editor in the Wall Street Journal today, which I thought was pretty good. It's by Doug Wolf in Cincinnati. He writes, regarding your report, Benjamin Franklin, Person of Concern. Ben Franklin, too? The mere conceptualization of this ridiculous study by Mayor Muriel Bowser and her bureaucrats should in itself render the district ineligible for statehood. Amen to that. But if they decide to relocate the Washington Monument, I want to watch. There's another one by Arthur Miller, another letter. Journal. He's in Athens, Georgia. He says, now that Washington, D.C. has discredited Benjamin Franklin as a person of concern, I am volunteering to be a collection point for all tainted currency bearing his name and image. It's all about the Benjamins. And then one more letter by Don Crockett in Washington, D.C. If the mayor were to actually adopt such a silly, dystopian, and racist proposal, it would clearly be time for Congress to revoke the Home Rule Act and reinstitute full federal control of the District of Columbia. I'm sure that would be popular. But seriously, when people are talking about renaming a Franklin School historical monument, or renaming, they're talking about renaming the Washington Monument the BLM Monument, the Black Lives Matter Monument. Anyone who thinks that's a great idea, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776.
The Michael Medved Show.
I'm just shocked.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are going to hear the truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the Wall Street Journal concludes their editorial about the idea of Benjamin Franklin being a person of concern. He's been identified as such by a formal committee by the city government of Washington, D.C. under Mayor Muriel Bowser, the same one who enthusiastically saw to painting the slogan Black Lives Matter out on the sidewalk, which is now considered a sacred space near the White House. In any event, the journal writes, many backers of this summer's protest movement say they want to perfect the founding principles, not demolish them, and that they support the removal of Confederate statues for that reason. That's the image that Democrats presented at their national convention. If it's true, writes the journal, then Biden Democrats should be the first to blast the District of Columbia's efforts to dishonor the people who created the Constitution they are sworn to protect. And those people very much include Benjamin Franklin, who was the senior citizen, the sage at age 81 of the Constitutional Convention. You can read all about it in, or hear all about it in our Medved History program, The Miracle of the Constitution, which is one of my all-time favorite history programs I've ever done, which talks about Ben Franklin's participation when he was 81 years old. And his amazing speech, which was written down by hand by James Madison, about why they should begin sessions at the Constitutional Convention with prayer. Yeah, Benjamin Franklin said that. Is that why they want to take down his statue? I mean, and not just take down his statue, but rename a historical monument that has been named in his honor. And there's one more story of statue smashing, which honestly, it's so stupid. And really, that's the only word. It's just ignorant. It's stupid. It's violent. It's gross. It's pathetic. But all these attempts to take down statues of Washington and Jefferson and Jackson and people who are very significant in American history are foolish, ill-considered. And this is Dateline Louisville, Kentucky. Now, who is Louisville named after? It was named after King Louis XVI, the ill-fated king of France, who actually made the crucial decision to send French troops to help Americans secure our revolution. Story from the Louisville Courier Journal. The downtown Louisville statue of King Louis XVI, the French king whom Louisville's founders named the city after, has been removed. The statue will be placed in a city storage facility pending a conservation assessment. It's had significant damage to it, according to the very liberal mayor of Louisville, Greg Fisher. The statue had been hit with graffiti in recent months as protests continue at Jefferson Square Park, where the 9-ton marble monument stood. It's a pretty handsome-looking statue if you look at it. 9 tons, that's 18,000 pounds. One of its hands was pulled off on the first night of the protests in May, and it had been hit with spray paint in following weeks and months. 3 people were charged with criminal mischief in June after police said they were caught spray painting the statue. Given the statue's damaged condition, officials are concerned about further destruction, causing potential injury to people in the area. If you're going to knock down a 9-ton statue, it could cause a lot of death and destruction. The monument to the last king of France, who was executed by guillotine in 1793 amid the French Revolution, was put up in Louisville in 1967. It was a gift from Montpellier, a southern French sister city to Louisville, as a symbol of eternal friendship. The statue once briefly stood in Montpellier, but it was taken down during one of France's many subsequent revolutions in 1829. Louisville was named after King Louis XVI due to the monarch's support for the colonies during the Revolution. The city was named Louisville in 1789, 4 years before the king had his head chopped off. Okay, see, all of this history is interesting, and it's worth understanding, and it's also worth teaching people real history. Not phony history like the 1619 Project. Here's another question on President Trump, from President Trump, 10B. When he was asked about ending some of this propaganda in the name of history that is being permeating the federal government, listen.
What exactly is un-American about federal government training programs that are aimed at improving inclusivity?
Going to do a report. Yeah, I fired those people. They're all gone. And it was a disgrace, frankly. And we're going to give you a big report that's going to make you very happy. All right. Yeah, please.
Talking about some of the memos that he has sent out through the federal government about training programs that are based on critical race theory, that are based on the idea of white privilege and white fragility, and basically the claim being that the only way to bring some kind of justice to America and to have the government support it is training programs that emphasize white guilt. There are 6 agencies. This was identified by Christopher Rufo, who's been a guest several times on this show, of the Discovery Institute, that had conducted training sessions for employees that asserted that America is inherently racist and discussed concepts like unconscious bias, white privilege, and white fragility. At the Treasury Department, for instance, employees had been told that, quote, virtually all white people contribute to racism, and that white staff members should, quote, struggle to own their racism. Okay, this is not helpful, it seems to me. And honestly, the idea that getting people to feel guilty about our whole country and to believe that our whole country is based on racism and racist lies, that is a project that certainly, okay, people have freedom of speech, they have freedom of expression, private universities are private for that reason. But if you're going to take government funds, or if you are, worst of all, a government agency, and part of what President Trump was trying to act about was government agencies who are using taxpayer funds, who are representing the federal government, who are representing all of us, and trying hard to instill this idea that every person who is white ought to feel guilty about it and embarrassed about it. And the idea is, look, I don't think it's appropriate to have celebrations of white pride, because whiteness just isn't a thing and never has been for most Americans. To have celebrations of Dutch pride, of Norwegian pride, of French pride, of Spanish pride, of Greek pride, of Polish pride, why not? What's the problem there? And the idea is that this notion that Americans should all feel guilty trying to identify yourself as a white person, when that was not the sense of identity or nationality of any people who ever came to this country. I mean, people didn't come to this country. I'm coming to America because that's where white people rule. This is nonsensical. And the idea that anyone should inculcate a negative sense of your own heritage. Look, we were talking about King Louis before. France is a complicated country. There were literally hundreds of thousands, some people say millions, who died in the Napoleonic Wars. They had an incredibly bloody revolution. They were a pretty nasty colonial power, much worse than the British, in Africa and in Asia to some extent. But guess what? France is also a great civilization when it comes to architecture, when it comes to philosophy, when it comes to poetry and music and painting. France has made real contributions. And yes, leaving aside cuisine and haute couture and all of the rest of it. So can we stop with this notion that anybody, black or white or Latino, should basically go around with a sense of guilt, a sense of burden? Is that the new white man's burden? The original concept of the white man's burden was insulting and, yes, racist. It seems to me that notion of trying to inculcate guilt for things that happened that didn't even involve our own ancestors, that's unworthy of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.